Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some amazing news. After a far-right tyrant named Viktor Orban has just lost his election in Hungary, only a few days after Vice President J.D. Vance visited the country of Hungary to give a stump speech for the massively corrupt, wannabe authoritarian, wannabe dictator that is Viktor Orban, meaning this was a quite brutal week for J.D. Vance in terms of foreign policy. He visited two places. First, he visited Hungary, where he shook hands with Viktor Orban and did a stump speech. And a few days later, Viktor Orban lost the parliamentary elections that we'll talk about in just one moment. Then, J.D. Vance went to Islamabad, Pakistan, where, again, the trilateral negotiations between Iran, the United States, and Pakistan as the mediator immediately fell through. Not immediately, after 20 hours of negotiating, they fell through, but basically no ground was made, and J.D. Vance had to give a shameful speech where he was hanging his head. But let's go back to Hungary, because this signifies something massive. Not only is this great for the people of Hungary, they get to elect someone new, fresh, more moderate, and who hasn't been ruling for 16 years in a corrupt manner, but it's also great for the people of Ukraine. Viktor Orban was very pro-Vladimir Putin, and the person that beat him is pro-Ukraine. That is a great step up. But I also find it incredibly sickening that our leaders are going out there, are traveling across the world at a time when we're in a war, to stump for these far-right tyrants like Viktor Orban. J.D. Vance, number one, shouldn't be placing his thumb on other countries' elections. Donald Trump shouldn't be placing his thumb on other countries' elections. And even after they do that, they lose, and they're just trying to embed this type of far-right ideology that has been the tentpole for Republicans for decades. Republicans have wanted to turn the United States into a Viktor Orban-type Hungary. Viktor Orban is, of course, the man on the right in this photo. J.D. Vance is, of course, the loser on the left. And Viktor Orban is known for suppressing dissent in Hungary. He's known for being massively corrupt and just paying people off to vote for him. He's known for wanting a one-party rule, even though it doesn't quite work out that way. In the parliamentary elections that happened today, which pitted incumbent Prime Minister Viktor Orban versus Peter Majdar, who was actually a member of Viktor Orban's party at one time, I found out. He was a member of Viktor Orban's party, and he's rather moderate. He's pro-Ukraine, he's pro-West. He's not very different than Viktor Orban on some of the immigration policies, but he's very different when it comes to the things that matter, like corruption, silencing dissent, silencing the media. So it's very important we have these losses happening across the globe, because it's very important that we're standing up for democratic values, liberal values, and we don't let illiberal people like Viktor Orban, Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk set the narrative. By the way, check below how close we are to 2 million subscribers. You'll be shocked. We're at 1.99 million. I just want to say thank you all, genuinely, for all of the work that you guys have helped put in. We work every single day to build a better channel, a better America, and a better world, and we couldn't do it without you all. So again, thank you. Subscribe below. Drop a like. It genuinely helps boost the video. And Midas Touch just broke the news. Hungary saw a stunning political shakeup. Opposition leader Peter Majdar, I hope I'm saying that right. Somebody said it's Majdar, somebody said it's Majdar, but I think it's Majdar, says Prime Minister Viktor Orban personally called to congratulate him on his victory, marking the imminent end to Orban's long grip on power. Immediately after this happened, we saw people dancing outside the parliament in Budapest. It is a happy day for people who care about democracy, care about Ukraine, care about a better country, a better future for everybody. I like the laser eyes that I see right here. It's a very funny meme. But to continue, Peter Majdar at a press conference was saying that there was some reported voter fraud, and he said that Orban was rumored to have been facilitating armed attacks in an attempt to claim power. Now, these may have not manifested in the way that he thought, but there were so many credible rumors that Vladimir Putin was helping Viktor Orban try to rig this election. Viktor Orban has, by the way, created one of the most sprawling apparatus of political corruption in any country while still maintaining some semblance of a democracy. He bullies the media into covering him favorably. He bullies the dissent. He even tried to leak some sex tape of his opponent that won, and the opponent said, "I don't care, do whatever you want. It really doesn't bother me." So now the first results of the Hungarian parliamentary elections are in, and it seems like the opposition is leading with a mandate, which is a huge hit to J.D. Vance, who was there 4 days ago. J.D. Vance was in Hungary 4 days ago. And in Hungary, he was saying some of the largest BS I have ever heard. I urge you guys to watch these clips until the end because we need to debunk this just absolute BS coming from our vice president. He tries to say, "You should never have a foreign head of state threatening the head of a government of an allied nation. It's preposterous. It's unacceptable." Now, he's holding Zelensky to the standard here, but he can't hold his own administration to the standard of not threatening your allies. Donald Trump on a daily basis is leaking messages with France, leaking messages with the leader of Norway. He's threatening them with tariffs. He threatened the leader of Norway with tariffs because the leader of Norway wouldn't give him a Nobel Peace Prize, even though the leader of Norway has no control over that. So I mean, Donald Trump is doing this all the time. This is sickening.
So first of all, I wasn't even aware that Zelensky had said that he was going to send private soldiers to the prime minister's residence until yesterday. Victor actually told me that, and then I went and looked it up. Almost couldn't believe it's true, but it's true. It's completely scandalous. You should never have a foreign head of government or a foreign head of state threatening the foreign, threatening the head of government of an allied nation. It's preposterous. It's unacceptable. And what I find so interesting about, you know, there's a lot of conversation about foreign influence in our elections. So you saw this back in 2016, where a lot of the American media said that it was a true scandal that the Russian government bought like $500,000 of Facebook advertisements during the 2016 campaign. And for what it's worth, I don't want Russia involved in our elections in the same way that I'm sure you don't want any other country involved in your elections. I've also been told that the Vice President of the United States coming and saying that Viktor Orban is doing a good job and is a helpful statesman to the cause of peace, that's foreign influence. But what's not foreign influence is when the European Union threatens billions of dollars withheld from Hungary because you guys protect your borders. That's apparently not foreign influence.
Dude, this is some crazy gaslighting, and this is sickening. Let me just explain this in the simplest way possible. The Vice President of the United States is traveling across the world during a time of war and a time of economic need in order to stump for an authoritarian, a tyrant, and somebody who has been suppressing media and been pro-Russia for decades. That's Viktor Orban. He's been in power for 16 years, and he has been suppressing dissent and suppressing the media. And while J.D. Vance is there, he not only has the goal to shit-talk Vladimir Zelensky, who's being invaded by Vladimir Putin, but he also then begins to downplay the incredibly sophisticated intelligence campaign that Russia waged on the 2016 election and subsequent elections. This was not just $500,000 in Facebook ads, and that's very intentional on J.D. Vance's part there. He's trying to downplay how much Russia tried to damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. The U.S. intelligence community assessed in 2017 that Vladimir Putin personally ordered an influence campaign to undermine faith in U.S. democracy and denigrate Clinton. It's not even all just directly helping Trump. It's not just giving good PR for Trump. Part of Russia's tactic is to sow division and to sow disbelief, to sow doubt in our election system so people don't even want to vote. There was sweeping and systematic social media manipulation, hacking and leaking operations, contacts that Trump associates had with the Russian government that were all exposed. So J.D. Vance is sitting here and downplaying the extent to which Russia is hacking into our elections while he's in another country interfering with their elections. Make it make sense. I absolutely hate this guy. Here's J.D. Vance accusing Ukraine of interfering in elections with Hungary while speaking at a rally next to Viktor Orban. He does it again. This is sickening. It says, "Personally, I don't understand how the United States ended up becoming a cheerleader for a Kremlin-backed candidate, effectively doing PR for Vladimir Putin." I totally agree. We shouldn't be doing this. "This is the same Orban who serves as Putin's main proxy in Europe, the man who has pushed Hungary towards becoming one of the most corrupt countries in the EU, the man who has blocked aid to Ukraine and is now obstructing a $90 billion dollar support package for Ukraine.
We're certainly aware that there are elements within the Ukrainian intelligence services that tried to put their thumb on the scale of American elections, on Hungarian elections. This is just what they do. This is part of the cost of doing business within some elements of their system. I try to remind myself that Ukraine, like the United States, is a very complicated place. There are people that try to interfere in others' elections. And for example, there were people in the Ukrainian system who were campaigning with Democrats literally in the weeks before the presidential election where Donald Trump won very comfortably in November of 2024.
Wait, dog, isn't that exactly what you're doing right now? You're traveling to another country to campaign with somebody who's pro-Russia. You're doing the exact same thing while undermining how much sway Russia actually has. You know what? I'm glad that J.D. Vance is getting absolutely and utterly humbled throughout this week. I'm glad that J.D. Vance is losing grip on his power along with Donald Trump. And I'm glad that Hungary finally does not have a far-right parliament for the first time in a while. The beauty is, Peter Mijar is somebody who is... he's rather moderate. It's not even that he's like some far leftist who is perfect. It's not that he aligns with all of our progressive liberal values. No, it's just that he is somebody who values democracy. He likes Ukraine. He is liberal in the sense that he seems to be for human dignity and for actually fighting for democratic values rather than just being super corrupt and being a lapdog for Vladimir Putin. That's a win for me. That is a win for the Ukrainian people. That should be a win for everybody. And to be honest, it just shows what is coming over the next few years for these far-right movements that have been propped up by the likes of Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance, and everybody else. I love you all. We are so close to 2 million subscribers, so I remind you once again, make sure to subscribe. We're going to continue to push these debates, these breaking news videos. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.